Welcome to the Awaken Your Truth podcast. We are your hosts, Katie
and Ginny. Join us as we connect to the truth of who we really are, the eternal energy of joy, love, and peace.
Together with you, we will expand the awareness of what is possible and create a new way of being beyond the mind to experience more
joy, joy, joy. Welcome to this episode of Awaken Your Truth. Today, Katie and I are going to have some fun talking about, can a soul desire change on you?
And what is a soul desire?
What
and how
even
do we know if it's
it?
A soul desire? We can't wait to explore this one.
This is going to be great. What kind of joy do you want to share today, Katie?
Well, I feel just bubbling over with joy. I feel absolutely joyful. And one particular moment I can share is this morning when I got up and the sun was starting to rise and I was looking out the window in front of me with my coffee and my inner being journal, and the entire valley was filled with fog and the mountains were poking up above the fog. And it's just the most magical thing. It looks like they're coming out of nowhere. And then gradually the sun began to rise behind the house, which makes the mountains and the fog turn pink. And I'm just sitting there thinking, is this really my life? This is so unreal, and feeling so cozy and content and full of love and peace and joy and gratitude.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I have seen the picture of that view when the mountains go pink, and it's so beautiful.
It's magic. It really is.
Yeah, it's very majestic. And the mountains always give me that feeling of being so big and so small at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're so powerful, but then I'm so small to it. I don't know. I just love them.
Me too. What is your joyful moment?
Well, I am feeling a lot of joy. So Katie inspired us to start this surprise abundance game, and I thought it was so much fun. And my husband is just killing it.
So the game is, anytime something shows up in our life in any form of abundance that's not expected, we text each other right away with the hashtag surprise abundance and say what it is
and celebrate it. Yeah. And I shared this with Lee, of course, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, here's this. He's like, here's this. It's like almost every single day, extra abundance. He got, you know, he had ordered protein powder, arrived in our door all normal. And then he's like, got an email and said, oh, we're going to send you a replacement order because those are going to expire next week or something, which doesn't matter to him. He's like, okay, double this. He had ordered something else online and didn't even realize that he qualified for a special promotion and they gave him two free extra.
I love this.
There's new customers coming. Oh, got this new repair. Oh, got this new customer. And this is just awesome. So it feels like so abundant and so joyful.
And let's send that out to our listeners. If you want to play the surprise abundance game, just watch how that abundance expands and you begin to see it everywhere. You could even email us your hashtag surprise abundance. We would love that. We could share it. That would be so much fun.
We would love that. So what does a soul desire mean to you?
When you proposed this podcast topic, I started to think, of course, and I didn't really know, what does a soul desire mean? And then I realized I kind of have two perceptions of it. One is from my mind, what my mind wants to experience on this physical planet in terms of external things. Those have felt like desires to me that I've often called soul desires in the past. And then my soul desire from my soul or my inner being feels a little bit different because it's more of a feeling or, it's freedom. My soul desire is experiencing freedom in all forms on the planet. So I feel the sensation of freedom. My soul desire is propelled by having these little external mind experiences on the planet where I experience freedom.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes total sense.
Okay.
I have the same, very similar, basically perspective of that. I used to believe that the things that felt connected to my purpose or the things that kind of called me, the external things that called me, were my soul desires. Because I'm like, because something inside is calling me there. So that's connected to my soul's path. And that's that desire, for example, traveling the world, or being, you know, having the relationship, the kind of relationship that I want, or having a baby, or having this much abundance. Those at one point felt like soul desires because it seemed like my soul was calling me there. So that's how I labeled them.
So when you explain it that way, then yes, soul desires change.
I know.
Right? So according to the mind, the soul desire is changing. I want to circle back to something interesting you said about calling, like you feel called toward a purpose. Could you describe that more? What does calling mean to you?
Okay, wait, before I say that, because I want to share my updated definition.
Oh, yeah, great. Yes.
Because it's the same as yours. So when I ask my soul, what does it want? When I ask my inner being, what do you want? It's love. It's freedom.
Yeah.
It's states of being. It actually exactly. has nothing to do with how, you know, right. or like the specifics of what.
It's experiencing more or an expanded version of your truth in the physical form through physical experiences. Does that feel right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think
the joy, that, love, that, peace, extending the joy, love, that peace. Into the universe.
Yeah. And so this is where it feels interesting. And I think you can use whatever labels or terms you want for your desires, because it's almost like we can have our human desire, and that comes in as, like, I do believe our human preferences are somehow connected to our soul's journey and what we want to learn.
Totally. That feels so true.
Yeah. And so, yes, we have a human and we have a soul, but we're also connected. Like, there's not an actual separation between that.
Right.
So it's like calling the soul's desire of traveling the world, which, yes, feels like freedom, right. which is an experience, is one way to experience freedom. But for my, that's different for every human, right? So that is how I think I'll experience freedom. But somebody else, that might sound awful too.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So interesting how it's all connected.
So the calls, when you feel the call of the human desires, how would you explain what a call is? Because I think that is really
what that pull feels like. I mean, that's really hard to answer. It feels like an inner pull to that thing. Like, if I'm trying to describe the experience, it's not a mental thing. It's not a I should do this. It's not even an I want to do this. There's something else under that feels like this way. It is intuition. It has to be connected to intuition.
And I asked this
a
on
resonance.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I wanted to ask this because it's something I've really been exploring with my inner being. They've been talking a lot about nudges, like the nudge. And the nudge is just like you said, it's not a thought or a should. It's more something pops up and it feels like the step to take. Yes. And I'm not trying to figure out what's the outcome of this. Like, what is the purpose of this? It's almost like it's a nudge. And what I've been practicing recently is when I have the nudge, just doing it, whatever it is.
I've been practicing that too.
You always love it so much. And I have had so much fun with the nudges because in the past, maybe I would have said, oh, I don't have time for this. I don't have space for this. Or maybe next week or whatever. But now I have a nudge. I stop what I'm doing and I do it. Like I do. And what I'm discovering is there's no outcome or purpose attached to it, but I'm experiencing the sensations of joy, love, peace, like just doing the nudge, right? And not knowing where that nudge goes in the future. It's just done. Boom. That was fun.
Just following it, for the experience of following it.
Yes.
I go ahead.
I was just going to say, but it feels just like you said, like intuition, not a mind thought. If I do this, then this will happen, and the figuring out, it's more, and it doesn't even make sense sometimes to do this particular nudge, but I'm
Yes.
loving it.
That's so fun. I've been practicing this too, and just like just yesterday, I remember taking a different road, like, oh, I'm going to take this way home, or I'm going to stop at, for example, I wanted to stop at the store, and I look it up, okay, which are options? And I'm like, oh, I could go to this one or could to this one. And my mind wants to say, try to start, be like, oh, what are the benefits of going to this one over this one? And I'm like, nope, just what do you feel? And it's in instant. And I'm like, okay. And I don't question it, and I just trust it.
That's
And
so fun.
I've heard this stated as your intuition, what we're talking about, the nudges, is like a muscle. And the more you use it, the stronger and clearer it gets. And you can hear it in yourself or feel it in
All
yourself.
right. I love this.
And we can get to a place where we're so connected to that. And what we know from that is that means we're not in our head or our mind, we're in that divine guidance place.
So does this feel different to you following those nudges? Is that along the path of your soul's desire in a different way than the mind picture of, oh, when I'm traveling the world or whatever it is, the mind is fantasizing, I will experience my soul desires here. Does it feel like it's kind of a different shift or a different way of being?
It really does. It feels so much more grounded, so much more present, so much actually more true and pure. What about for you?
Totally. And I'm also feeling into the idea of when the mind gets so involved and envisioning this future scenario, then it can often get to the place of wanting and lack. It's not here yet. It's not here yet. Where, oh my gosh, what if when you're following the nudges and you have those experience, it's here. You're practicing, it's here. It's here, like feeling that.
Yeah, that's
Feeling
so
that soul's
true.
desire.
It just feels right to basically live like this or create like this because I've done it. Oh, this is what I was going to share. I, in the past, have thought I was following my intuition, but it was actually my mind's plan. And I think, we're not, it's not getting it wrong. But
No.
it is, my mind is like, this is inspired, or excitement is, oh, this is inspiration. You got to follow the excitement. So that feel is a little different than the what I'm experiencing as the pull,
Oh,
because
yeah.
the pull doesn't always feel exciting.
I know exactly what you're saying. Oh, this is so interesting. And as you said, there's no right or wrong way to do this. It's just exploring different ways of creating on the planet. And I've definitely had the experience of, oh, this feels exciting. And the mind is in there. And I start doing whatever it is. And then I'm thinking, this doesn't feel exciting anymore. And I just drop it and it's gone.
That's amazing. So one of the things we wanted to share about this topic was along my fertility journey. So this idea of did my soul have a desire to have a baby? Because it was more specific, like when I was however many years ago, I want to have a baby. It was, I want to be pregnant. It wasn't, it wouldn't even go more general of I want to be a mom or I want to experience love or whatever it is. It was, I must be pregnant. And so I know that that desire has always been guiding me into becoming the per more of the person and the version of myself that I want to be along that path.
Whoa, okay, so hold on. So that would you say that that's mind's desire was the soul's desire because following that path was a part of your awakening and uncovering and unlayering and discovering your truth?
100%.
Woo!
So this is why I think it's so important and so valuable to honor the desires that we have. If you have a desire and you're like, yes, I want that, don't necessarily try to figure out, does that come from my mind or does that come from my soul? Just if you feel a resonance with that, if you feel a desire, the energy of desire, follow it.
And with the knowingness that it's not necessarily about the outcome, it's about following this because this is propelling me onto my journey. Like in my
Yes.
journey, you can't get off your journey, but this is propelling me to awakening and
Yes.
discovering my truth and being my truth. Like this desire is here for me
Yes.
for that.
And even using what your mind thinks it knows is valuable along this path. So we don't have to ignore the way we think we can accomplish the desire. Does that make sense? Because there's value in all of it, and you'll awaken as you follow that to the best of your ability. Because we don't just have a desire, decide we want to be present, and then wake up. Like, we don't, we need that journey. We have to just trust what's here, honor what's here, and then when the information comes in along the way, so when resistance comes in along the way, okay, now that's my, this is how I can wake up, or this is my opportunity. So along my fertility path, when I was first going, I was had so much resistance to going into a clinic or getting help with this. I wanted to do it all at home. So I'm like, oh, there's resistance there. Okay, let's work through this. That's one way. Okay. And then even though I thought I was following an inspired path, it didn't give me the outcome I wanted at that time. But I needed that. I needed all of that experience, all of that journey to learn so much about myself, about so many different things. And that path, so my feeling or relationship with getting help or a medical team or something, support changed so drastically. Like, because I kept saying, I kept opening, kept releasing, kept opening, and kept releasing. And to the point where I had such a beautiful, loving experience the last time we did IVF. And so the last, so I knew, even though I still didn't have the outcome, I knew that I was evolving and growing on my path. That felt like success to me.
Yeah, exactly. And
Yeah.
what I'm hearing you say is there's a difference between being on the path and saying, this is for me.
Yeah.
Everything on this path is for me, as opposed to the mind saying, it's not here. Why isn't it here? I want it now. I can't be happy. It's not here. There's a
Yeah.
big difference between following your soul's desire in allowing and understanding
Trusting.
that, trusting that it's all for you.
Yeah. If I want this, then the path, whatever's coming along it, is for me. I can trust
Oh,
that.
that is so powerful.
So powerful. So, as I was practicing that and feeling amazing, then I had the beautiful experience of a miscarriage.
Love that you just said that because I don't think I've ever heard it said that way before. And that you can
Yeah.
say it with truth. I had the beautiful experience of a miscarriage.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was, so I think this happens a lot. We're practicing and we're feeling really good and we're feeling really in alignment. I got this. And then, whoop, here you go. Here's an even more challenging life experience for you. And so for me, in the in almost like, oh, it was very, painful, the whole actual experience. But almost instantly the day after, I could feel the knowing. I'm like, I know this is for me. And my mind was saying, I know this is for you. And I could drop into it in moments. But then what followed that was actually more processing, more releasing, more opening. And it's just an example that I don't know if it ever ends. I think life is going to always bring us challenges to help us expand, but your experience moving through the challenge does change, does get so much easier and so much more full of love and trust. And then you can receive support, and that whole thing changes.
Oh,
Right. And so,
absolutely.
oh, and because I think we tend to beat ourselves up if we're like, oh, I thought I did this. Oh, here it is again. Yeah. So, but one of the things that happened after that, a couple of months later, and this is kind of the inspiration for our topic, is I lost the desire to have a baby for a
Okay.
little while. And I
So your
remember asking Katie, I'm like,
desire.
oh my God, what happened?
So your soul desire shifted.
Yeah.
And I wonder, do you have any insight into where it went, why it went? Is there a new soul desire? Is that soul desire back?
Okay, yeah, amazing question. So it was kind of just a realization one day, because I was kind of just being present with the pain and letting it flow and letting it flow. And then I remember having a realization one moment that I'm like, whoa, I don't actually, this is strange to say, but I don't have the same feeling of pull for being pregnant or having a baby. And I'm
Wow.
like, I just knew that that was good. I trusted it right away. I didn't know what was going to happen. But what has evolved since then? So this is maybe like within the past 6-ish months, this has been unfolding. And what happened was, now I would love to have a baby. I would love to be pregnant. I'd love to have that experience. But it is not the same pull. Isn't
Wow.
that interesting? So
Yes.
it really feels like freedom to me. It
I
feels
see
like an
that.
unattachment. So if there was any attachment to the mind part of that desire, that isn't there anymore.
What's amazing to me is when you shared. You had the feeling of I don't need this anymore. I could see some human minds popping in and saying, "You're just giving up because it's hard." Do you know what I mean?
Oh
Like
yeah,
that
my
would
mind
be
said that.
but
Oh, you're just giving up. This is the easy way out. Sure, just
right.
not want it now.
Oh my gosh. But knowing that you're not attached to the mind because your mind could say that and you could still be in your truth,
Yeah.
right?
I really had to go in. I think we had a conversation, and it was like, what is true? Like, what's true? Not the mental chatter, not all the ideas about right or wrong or should or shouldn't. What's true? And what's true is, I would love to have a baby. I would also love to live a life without having a baby. You know, those are both wonderful, perfect options.
Oh, amazing. So the attachment to
Yeah.
necessarily having that specific experience again is not there.
Yeah,
And
that's the
it
thing.
feels open.
It feels open, and it feels free, and it actually feels, I feel the potential of that energy so much more. And when
And
I was asking myself, like, well, what is it? This was months ago, but what is it that you really wanted? It's to feel the love. That's why you want to be pregnant. And I'm like, oh,
amazing.
that's here. That
And
is here
that's the
without being
soul's
pregnant.
desire to
And
feel the
that is the true soul's desire. That's what feels true for
love.
me, is that my soul's desire in this experience is to feel that expansion of love, just the fullness, all of that. And that, because I'm human and I have a mind and I'm living a physical life, my mind thinks being pregnant and having a baby is a path to that. And I'm sure it is. But also, there may be other ways to experience it. And so, but I get to experience it here and now without the thing.
I love this so much. I love it.
I
It's all
know.
here and now, and we get to experience it. And then if the thing comes along, yippee, that's amazing. But we've
Yeah.
already experienced it. We're experiencing it now.
And this feels like true creation.
I agree.
This feels like, I mean, I've taught manifesting for a long, long time. And we talk about the basic feel it before you have it. This feels like the deeper, fuller part of that.
Oh, it's incredible. I'm wondering too, I'm having this feeling that when you release that idea of, yeah, it'd be fun to have a baby and it'd be fun not to, it's almost like you're wide open to potential. Because when the mind has that soul desire and it's looking one way, being pregnant this way, having this experience, and it's telling all the future stories, right? That's one avenue when there are so many possibilities to have that experience, if you were to have that experience.
It feels very much expansive. So this is, I love having this conversation and getting to share it with our listeners because Katie and I kind of talked about this before, that we didn't really know exactly what we were going to talk about. And the idea of a soul desire, can it change? And I want to know what you guys are feeling about that now. Because
Oh,
as
me
we've
too.
talked about it, I don't know that my soul's desire changed.
Just your mind's idea of how you were going to experience that soul's desire. So, but I'm feeling, just like you said before, is that there's connection between the mind and the soul's desire, and that you can trust that mind's desire, because for you, the mind's desire of being pregnant led you down this beautiful awakening path. Yeah, you
And
could trust
so it's again interesting to be in the position we're in because if we do want to get pregnant, we do have to make a decision to go have some sort of procedure. And so I'm trying to explain how the desire has shifted. Like, I am still going to take action, but the difference is where I'm coming from is so much freer. I'm already in that place of love often, that expansive place of love. And I trust, this is funny, we talked about this at the beginning, because I trust that inner intuition as to when. And whereas before my mind was like, okay, it's going to be Christmas. It would be nice for to tell people you're pregnant at Christmas. All right, that means you have to go do this this many months before. Like, even though I wanted to be doing it very intuitively, there was still a layer of mind and my mental control. And maybe, who knows, maybe there still is.
It
It's
was
a
so interesting.
constantly expanding journey, and you just one step at a time, and you trust what's here, and you honor what's here, and you walk your path with this awareness.
Would you say, looking back on the journey, when you were making decisions, were you sometimes making them in fear? Like, if I don't do this then, or if I've got to do this now, or was there a little bit of that?
I say, I reflecting back, yes, there was a little bit, but at the time, I wasn't aware of it.
Amazing. Okay. So it does feel like your awareness now is, I can follow the loving nudges. I can make the choices in just pure trust without making the choices in fear. Ooh, so isn't this fun to create this way?
It's so fun. And even now, like, I don't have a my my I don't have a plan. I don't have a time frame
I
of
love
when we're going to do anything. It actually truly genuinely feels open, like it could happen anytime. And
amazing.
even when one of my friends was visiting and she's like, I said something about, yeah, this year, next year, whenever. She's like, what do you mean? Why not this year? And I was like, it just, I don't know. I don't know yet.
Oh my gosh. And saying that and being so trusting in it, I love it. I don't know. And I trust it.
And I trust I'll know when I know.
Oh, it's so fun.
It is so fun.
I love it. I'm feeling inspired just because I'm like way behind the times in watching This Is Us, the show.
Well, I've just been catching up. Oh my gosh, Katie, we got to stop doing this.
It's so funny. So it showed up on Netflix, and my friends have been
Yeah.
telling me to watch it forever, but I haven't had Hulu or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just, well, this isn't a spoiler alert because I'm sure everybody has seen it, but that idea of the baby showing up at the hospital,
Oh
I'm
my
feeling
gosh.
into the possibilities of how babies show up in lives, how babies
So
show
many ways.
up.
So
Right.
many ways. Yeah.
So that just feels fun, and to get excited about, who knows, anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
And that energy
Amazing.
is easy to tap into when you are in trust and openness. Love it.
And I think too, just a big part of you say yes to your challenges, like say yes
Love it.
to growing through your challenges instead of it being a bad thing. And you don't have to do it all at once.
Right.
One little bit at a time, one moment at a time.
And the idea that you can kind of play a little bit on your journey, follow the soul
Yeah.
nudges and follow the mind nudges, because it's all
Ooh.
going to be for you,
I
right?
love that freedom.
Yeah, it's all going to be for you.
Yeah.
Whatever feels fun.
Yeah. Amazing.
I'm so grateful that you were willing to share that story with us. I bet a lot of
Yeah.
people will resonate with it. And it was so much fun to kind of discover together our thoughts and feelings about
I
desires.
know. It is so fun. I know a lot of people, I've been very open a lot along the way, and a lot of people are like, wow, I'm surprised you share this with people. And there have been times when it hasn't felt right to share, and I haven't. And then, but
Exactly.
I do when I do. All right, when it does feel right. Yeah.
And you just have such a good sense of when it feels right and when it doesn't.
Yeah. Little
You've been
nudges.
practicing. Yeah, little
Nudge
nudges.
practice. Yeah. Awesome. We will see you guys next time.
Next time.
Next time. Bye.
Bye.
We so appreciate you sharing this space and co-creating with us.
We'd love to hear from you.
If you have any questions or shares, send us a message on our website, awakenyourtruth.love.
We can't wait to connect more.